Hey everybody, it's your girl Nova Lane, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. Now, let's talk about something we all deal with, the good old girl trip your phone can take you on. Ever feel like a loser because you scroll for hours while your friends are out having fun? Or maybe you've caught yourself deleting your social media history because you feel ashamed of how much time you spent online? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling this tricky topic. How to handle phone-related guilt and shame. Trust me, it's time to ditch the digital dread and reclaim your self-worth. First things first, let's be real. Social media can be a highlight reel of everyone else's seemingly perfect lives. You scroll through photos of glamorous vacations, picture-perfect meals, and people effortlessly crushing their goals. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparison, feeling like you're falling behind or not measuring up. Remember, folks, it's all curated. People rarely share the messy bits, the struggles, the late-night pizza binges, just the shiny stuff. Next up, there's the FOMO factor, fear of missing out. You see those awesome party pics online and feel a pang of regret for staying home. But here's the thing. Your worth isn't defined by where you are or what you're doing at any given moment. It's okay to choose relaxation over social events, self-care over chasing trends. Your happiness is about what feels right for you, not what looks good on Instagram. Speaking of Instagram, ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? Like your life just doesn't measure up? That nagging voice telling you should be doing more, or look at how great they are. Well, listen up. Those voices are liars. They thrive on insecurity and comparison. Silence them by focusing on your own unique journey. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that progress over perfection is the real goal. Remember that time you were scrolling through social media and suddenly realized it was 2 AM? You've probably experienced the guilt trip of I should be asleep, or ugh, I wasted so much time. Well, here's a secret. It's okay to relax and enjoy some mindless scrolling sometimes. Just be mindful of how much time you're spending and set boundaries for yourself. Now, let me paint a picture. Imagine this. You're sitting on your couch, phone in hand, feeling that familiar pang of guilt as you scroll through endless feeds. A wave of shame washes over you. I should be more productive. Why can't I put the phone down? Sound familiar? You compare your life to the curated perfection you see online and suddenly feel inadequate. You delete your browsing history, convinced no one else has these useless scrolling habits. But here's the thing. We've all been there. So, how do we break free from this cycle of guilt and shame? Firstly, acknowledge that it's okay to take breaks to enjoy some mindless scrolling and to prioritize your mental well-being over perceived productivity. It's not about living a perfectly curated life, it's about living a life that feels authentic and fulfilling to you. Remember, those who judge you for your phone habits are likely projecting their own insecurities. Focus on what brings you joy and peace. Secondly, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion you would offer a friend struggling with similar feelings. Celebrate small victories, like putting down your phone for an hour or engaging in a face-to-face conversation instead of texting. Progress over perfection is the name of the game here. Lastly, remember that social media is just a snapshot, a highlight reel, not reality. Don't let it define your self-worth or dictate your actions. Choose to curate your own life, filled with experiences and moments that truly matter to you. Let me leave you with this. You're worthy of love, happiness, and fulfillment, regardless of how much time you spend on your phone. So ditch the guilt trip, embrace your authentic self, and step into a life filled with intention and purpose. And remember, if you're struggling with phone addiction or feeling overwhelmed by social media, reach out for support. There are resources available to help you reclaim control and live a more balanced and fulfilling life. Keep scrolling through those positive vibes, guys. I'll catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.